Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 56 of The World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I am here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, I'll be talking a little bit about my week in terms of goldmaking, what's happening with the game, and of course a discussion point. And this week we'll be talking about the announcements that came during BlizzCon this weekend. So that's going to be the topic for the day. But before that, we're going to talk about my week in goldmaking, which is perhaps the most interesting part. So let's just dive right in. So we're going to start with BFA today. And this week was much better, much better than last week. First and foremost, I got in two full repost cycles, which is pretty good. And I also had time for one shopping session for BOEs. So I did spend a little bit of gold on BOEs. I didn't buy too many, but restocking will always help. I spent about 300,000 on BOEs this week, which is pretty good, I would say. Or it's nice to always spend some gold. My total sales this week were 670,000 gold. So that's almost a 300,000 gold profit this week, which is pretty good. Definitely very good. The majority of the gold was, of course, from BOEs, with probably about 450,000 coming from BOEs. And then I sold one Felsteel Longblade, which is crafted transmog, for 160,000 gold, which is really, really good. It's like a 30,000 crafting cost or something, which is amazing. But then again, the last time I sold the Felsteel Longblade was literally a year ago, so there's that. Maybe I'll be able to pay back the recipe that I paid like 300,000 gold for. We'll see. My total gold right now is just over 13.2 million gold, so things are definitely looking good there as well. We're slightly up since last week, or about 300,000 gold up since last week, which is pretty good. So yeah, overall, like a pretty good deal. I sold some battle pets as usual, but nothing major on that front. I think the most expensive one was probably in the, like, the 10k range. So okay-ish, but nothing amazing. But we're definitely on the right track, and getting in two sessions will definitely help my profit and progress quite a bit. Now, of course, let's turn our attention to Classic, which is still where I spend the vast majority of my time in Warcraft at the moment. Classic has been going really well, and it's still going really well. So this week I set another record in sales, but I didn't crush it this time, I just beat it. So my sales this week were just over 1,800 gold. Last week they were 1,500, so that's like 300 gold more. Roughly a 20% increase, which is not amazing, but it's okay. Probably because I spent some gold on a longer term investment, but we'll see. Now I've been adding a lot of markets, I've been adding markets quickly as I can, and I've been spending gold heavily, of course, and I continue to do so. But right right now I have 360 gold on me, and I have another 600 gold on the auction house. So I have essentially the same amount of stuff posted on the auction house as I did last week, but I have 300 gold more on me. So yeah, things are working well, and I'll probably be spending a lot of gold just after I finish recording. I'll be buying up herbs to craft up all the potions that have sold, because potions are still selling insanely fast. Yeah, alchemy, definitely my biggest seller. The top potions are stuff like lesser invisibility and free action potion. Those two are by far the two best ones, and then I've sold some others, including water breathing, greater elixir of water breathing, fire protection potions, some others, but mainly the lesser invisibility and the free action potion. They're selling insanely fast. They just fly off the shelves. I literally can't craft enough of them. It's hard to find enough materials at a decent price. That's the major hurdle and the major barrier for me to making more gold. I've been adding some more markets. Of course, I'm still doing material flipping. I've also added a little bit from tailoring. I've started crafting mage weave bags. I'll be adding some more from tailoring. I did just learn the mooncloth recipe, but I've made one mooncloth. I haven't used it for anything yet. I'll probably sell it, but we'll see. And then I've added a bunch of recipes. I have a vendor flipping recipe group. And whenever I'm in town, I always check any alchemy supplies or enchanting supplies or whatever to see what recipes they have in stock. And I buy it if it's limited stock and I think I can flip it. Or if it's even if it's not limited stock, if I think I can flip it, then I'll probably buy a decent amount. And just send it over to my banker and post them and continue posting them. And I've sold a couple of recipes. I haven't sold any super expensive ones. They sell for like one to five gold, but they sell, bring in some gold. It's very nice, very easy gold to make. The biggest thing I spent gold on was I spent 130 gold on the transmute recipe for life to earth, because arcanite bars are not worth it. They're not a good enough use of my transmute cooldown. So based on the current prices, I'll need about 2 weeks worth of cooldowns to make the gold back. So I think that's a pretty good deal. It's a little bit of an investment, but it'll pay off over the course of Classic. It'll pay off many times over. Of course, the Undeath to Water transmute is usually much better, but it's also much, much more expensive. The recipe is like 800 gold, and you'll only be making like 20 gold per cooldown, at least right now on my realm. So it's actually a better deal, at least in terms of gold spent up front. You'll need even more time to pay off the Undeath to Water one. So there's that. But anyway, I'll just continue adding markets. I have some ideas for more stuff I want to try, and I'll be adding it as I keep getting more capital available to try new markets, and I'll add new markets. So let's turn our attention to what's going on with the game. So in BFA, there's really nothing to tell. Nothing really has been announced for BFA. And the stuff that has been announced for Retail WoW, with the new expansion, I'll be talking about that later in the episode. So we'll just go straight into Classic. Now, Classic got a huge piece of news during BlizzCon. Phase 2 is coming next week. So yeah, with that, the main change is, of course, the PvP honor system. So if you're on a PvP realm, this will be pretty huge. People now have incentives to kill other players constantly. There are some other things coming, but PvP is pretty much the main one. The other one is world bosses, which is going to be less of an impact on the overall game, because there's just going to be, they're going to spawn slowly. There aren't that many people who are going to get to kill them. Of course, they'll probably be contested very hotly with tons of players fighting over them, but we'll see. But PvP, this is the main one. If you're in a PvP realm, you're probably going to get ganked a lot, especially if you're on the smaller side. But we're, of course, most interested in the gold-making side of this. And from the gold-making point of view, items that are useful in PvP will have really, really strong demand. And they'll have a strong demand for a long time. So this includes, of course, consumables. And some of these have already spiked up quite a bit in price, such as the free action potions, and Invis potions and stuff like that. And then, of course, there's gear with stamina on it and anything that will make you harder to kill or put out more damage towards the other team. So the initial spike is already done, because that happened the moment the announcement dropped. But if you look into the future, we can definitely expect much stronger demand in all of the PvP-related items. So get the recipes, keep crafting stuff with stamina on it. Sell enchants to that are useful in PvP, and of course get into all of these consumables. There are other consumables than alchemy. You have stuff like the various grenades and stuff that engineers can craft that people are going to go through much faster than they can be bothered crafting themselves. And players will just be spending a lot of gold on stuff like this, because it's going to be really, really important. Just get into PvP related items. It's going to be really big for a long while. They may take a dive when phase 3 happens, but that's still a pretty far away. And by phase 3, we'll get battlegrounds, which will, of course, also further help give PvPers something to spend their potions and consumables on. All right. So that's it for what's happening directly with the game. So let's get into the discussion point. And with BlizzCon just behind us, that now is the time to talk about BlizzCon. So I'm gonna share my thoughts on BlizzCon. I'm gonna talk about all of BlizzCon. Of course, I'm gonna focus on World of Warcraft because that's what we care about here. But I'll share my thoughts on the entire thing in terms of what was announced. I didn't watch too many of the panels. I've just read the recaps. I did watch parts of the opening ceremony, at least though. So there were 4 major announcements. Of course, the biggest one for us is the new expansion for World of Warcraft titled Shadowlands. And I'll talk more about that later. They also announced Diablo 4, Overwatch 2, and a new Hearthstone expansion. So we'll start by going through the non-World of Warcraft related stuff. Diablo 4 is probably the most hype one. It's the one I'm personally most interested in because I enjoyed Diablo 3 quite a bit. I played a lot of Diablo 2 when I was a kid, or younger at least. So I think it'll definitely be very exciting. It's a little... it puts a damper on the whole thing when we know that it's at least going to be 2021 before we see it. It may even be later because they said it's not coming out soon, not even Blizzard soon. So it's going to be a long wait. But it's the game looks cool. The little gameplay I watched looks cool, but we'll see what they do with the end game and what lessons they learn from how much of a success Classic WoW has been and the success of Path of Exile and everything that they learned from running Diablo 3. So we'll see. I think it has the potential to be a good game. So the next one, Overwatch 2. I bought Overwatch, but I didn't play it much. It never really gelled for me personally. Although I am a first-person shooter player, I didn't enjoy Overwatch. Now, overall, honestly, the changes or the stuff that they announced, I feel like it doesn't hold up to being a sequel game kind of change. It feels more like a massive patch or something. Or a massive content change. It feels more like an expansion than really a new game to me, but hey, they can call it whatever they want. The changes are probably cool if you're into Overwatch. Some new heroes, a new game mode, PvE. PvE might be a little interesting. And I think it's cool that they're at least fleshing out the story, because they spent a lot of time on the lore of the game, but like you don't see that in competitive at all, or the basic game mode. So it's nice that they've added some gameplay ways to flesh that part out. Hearthstone, new expansion, of course. It's just going to be more cards. If you're into Hearthstone, I was into it a little bit this summer. It's a great way to dump your excess gold. You can buy... because card packs are expensive. I've been spending a lot of tokens on Hearthstone. Probably don't want to know how much gold I've spent on Hearthstone throughout the years. It's a lot. It's a great gold sink. They added an auto battler game mode that's coming, but I already feel like the hype for stuff like auto chess and teamfight tactics has died down. I don't think that genre is really going to survive on the level that it's not going to be like the next Battle Royale or MOBA genre. I don't think it has that kind of staying power. It's a little too simplistic. But we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. Could be. But enough about the other games. Let's talk about the new World of Warcraft expansion. Shadowlands. So Sylvanas goes and solos Bolvar and breaks the crown. And we're now going to where the dead are. So I think that's a pretty cool setting for an expansion. Now, personally, I haven't really followed the storyline of BFA too closely. And they've added a lot of lore, like, outside of the game. Like, you need to read books and read comics to really get the full story. I think it's a little bit boring that they're doing the War Chief turns villain again with Sylvanas when they already did that once with Garrosh. But we'll see. Maybe they take it somewhere else. I actually don't know what's happens at the end of the war campaign, so I may be missing something there, but we'll see. Of course, the major gameplay focus will be on the new Covenants, where you can choose one of four Covenants, which will give you one generic ability that everyone gets, and you'll also get the class-specific ability. I think the class-specific ability, they're going to need to work really hard to balance those. I mean, what if one is just flat-out stronger? It depends. I hope they're not... If they're going to be usable in instanced content, like BGs and arenas and PvP and PvE, then they need to work really hard on balancing them. Because otherwise people are going to feel forced into a specific covenant to perform their best, and it's just going to feel like a chore. But I think the overall idea is pretty cool, and it'll be like... I enjoyed the order halls, or the class order halls in Legion, where you worked on adding stuff to them, and it felt like you were part of something alongside other players. So it's cool that they're adding the Covenant order halls. So that part could be pretty cool. Of course, we don't know too much about the details of the gameplay or stuff like professions, which is of course one of the things I'd care about the most. No one asked any questions about professions during the Q&A, so we have no idea what sort of direction they will take. I think it's likely that it will take... Overall, I think the game design will take some inspiration from Classic. I think they'll try to add back some of the best ideas from... Or the best RPG elements that they've removed, so we'll see how that goes. One huge change that's coming is... Of course, is the leveling squish, the level squish. Level 120 characters are going to be level 50, and the new level cap is going to be 60. And they're adding a new entry level zone that everyone does for level 1 to 10 that ends with a dungeon. And then level 10 to 50, you can do that in any expansion. If you already have a max level character, new characters will have to do it in BFA. I think that's a pretty good idea, because honestly, Blizzard has just gotten better and better at making the leveling experience flow. So forcing new players to do BFA is perfectly fine. And then you can do whatever expansion you prefer. And one expansion worth of questing should get you to 50, is what I've gathered. So this will have huge impacts on the game, definitely on gold making for stuff like Old World Markets. But like, it's impossible to predict exactly what's going to happen based on this. But I think this was a really good change and definitely needed, because leveling just felt really weird if you leveled from 1 in retail. It's sort of a weird mix of tedious and too quick, because you run through content before you can catch the storyline at all. But then on the other side, there's so many zones and so much to do. So I think this is really good. They're also adding a new endless dungeon. I think that's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that plays along with Mythic Plus and the other gearing systems, which is what is going to be more important. And stuff like gearing, how will they handle BOEs? What will they continue with Titan Forging? All of these questions, which will have a huge impact on the economic side of the game. And then, of course, the design philosophy they're going to use for professions. I'm really excited to hear what they're planning there. Overall, it's mostly just like the first set of marketing hype is what we can see. And I think that the graphically and setting-wise, I think the expansion looks pretty cool. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing where they take it. So that's about it. So overall, I think that this was pretty hype BlizzCon in terms of announcements. They've announced a lot of stuff. Diablo 4 is definitely the coolest for me personally. We'll see when they get to it. It's probably going to be a while. So we'll just have to wait. Of course, when it happens, people went crazy with the pre-orders, by the way, because the pre-orders are all live, so I'm sure you've all seen the token price spike up. It'll go down. I haven't pre-ordered anything yet. I probably will eventually, but I'm not going to do it when the token price is up. So yeah, I think it was pretty cool. Hopefully Shadowlands delivers in a way BFA did not. And we'll have a fun retail version of WoW to play. New expansions are always fresh and cool, so I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be it for me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to support it, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. If you just want to read more about goldmaking, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. And that's going to be it for me this week. Goodbye, guys.